Think about this. You're the parent of a sick child, and that life-saving surgery is way too expensive. But with every moment that action is not taken, holds severe consequences. With limited options, the pressure will make you do some things that you never thought you would. From the award-winning hit movie, Run Nixon, playing the role of the notorious gangster, Big Bird. Ladies and gentlemen, Icon presents So Fine West Coast. Alrighty, welcome to another episode of Icon Presents. My name is Antoine Haynes. I have the honor and privilege to sit down with So Fine West Coast, a very talented individual. He plays the role of Big Bird in Run Nixon.
Absolutely.
Out now. Actually, it's not out now.
We got it's out, but it's, you know, if you didn't see it in the movie theaters, you know, you're going to have to wait for it to go on streaming, but it's out though.
All right, cool. We'll talk about that a little bit more in just a little bit. Well, So Fine, it's a pleasure to meet you, man. I'm so excited about this interview. Ever since I heard about the role, ever since I heard about you, even got to check out some of the music from the soundtrack for Run Nixon, which we'll go a little deeper into that. So with that being said, I want to get to know you a little bit. So tell me about your background a little bit.
Well, I was born in Chicago, Champaign, Illinois, right?
Okay.
So it's a difference. Chicago is the city. Champaign is the country.
Okay.
Right. But I left there when I was five. So I came to San Diego, Southeast, 1985. Was probably going to date me for some of y'all that do math real quick. You know what I'm saying? But I came out here when I was 5 years old, moved to Streamview Drive, which is, it's Southeast. But it's, you know, it's a little bit outside of the inner side of Southeast, if that makes sense. It's the borderline of East Dago and Southeast. But I moved over there and, you know, my family was, my mom's husband, my stepfather, immediately entrenched in the street life.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I went straight to it.
Okay.
I was a little kid with the haircuts and the lines in my hair and the medallions and you know, pockets full of money when I'm five and six.
Okay.
Yeah. So came through that, and you know, just like every other young man, it was either gonna be school or it was gonna be the streets.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And the streets won.
I got you.
You know. I went to school, but it was just, my mind was always a little bit more forward progress than everybody else in my grade age. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So around that time in school, when I wasn't thinking about girls, I was already thinking about trying to get some money. I was thinking about trying to get a car. I was trying to think about how I could better my life.
Gotcha. Okay.
So school was like, I know that. I know how to talk and walk, and I know how to get how much change I'm supposed to be getting back in, you know what I mean?
Gotcha, okay.
It wasn't as mandatory as I thought it wasn't as mandatory as it should have been in my life.
I got you.
Right.
I understand that.
And then later on in my life I realized that, thank God that I paid attention when I was in school.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because immediately I started getting in trouble.
Right.
You know, I went to jail a couple times.
Okay.
Juvenile hall, stuff like that. And it's crazy because I built strong relationships. Being from San Diego, it's a melting pot.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So you have Filipino, Black, White.
Some of everybody.
African, Asian, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me if I mispronounced that. But it's a melting pot. And I realized that not everybody had the ability to be a people person and be able to talk to different people and blend in.
Right.
Right. And that helped me survive.
Okay. Because you was able to kind of bridge that gap between people.
Being able to sing, being funny,
gotcha.
You know, it helped just with the movie stuff. You know what I mean? And I didn't realize, I didn't think I was no actor, bro. You know what I mean? But you just realize all these settings, office settings, professional settings, just even holding tanks, school, college. I did a little bit of all that.
Okay.
But you see so many different people, so many different funny characters, so many serious characters, so many people's mentalities, and you start to soak it in. You know what I mean? So growing up was a toss up. I could have went either way.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. What would you say kind of led you to the path of like, because you were saying like, you got into the acting thing. Like, who would have thought that the kid off the streets would get into acting? What kind of led you to that path?
You know, to be quite honest, so social media is crazy.
Right.
You know, I discovered social media when I was locked up. I was one of the only dudes that had a phone in where I was at.
Okay.
And that was kind of like my mall. That was like my club.
Gotcha.
Because I understood what social media was quick. It was like a magazine, mm-hmm. right? And I remember I had a friend on there, and she did hair. And I asked her, like, you know, I didn't know what she did. I just seen her everywhere, right? Everywhere.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, what do you do? She's like, I do hair. And people pay me to do hair, and I post my ads on Facebook.
Right.
Right? And she's like, this is a magazine. It's a moving magazine.
Right, exactly.
And I started seeing it like that. Like, before, I would just see it as, like, posts. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I started seeing it like a moving magazine, so I understood how people were monetizing their pages and getting money off of it because they were using it as an advertisement to build.
Right, exactly. That's what you got to do.
So I started advertising my stuff.
Okay.
And
what were you advertising at that time?
Just, you know, my music.
Okay.
I have something I call a daily ism. I get up. And I'll say something like, you know, a woman without vision isn't as much blind as she is destined to fail. Stay focused.
Okay.
You know,
for what does ladies. That mean to you? Just on that alone, what does that mean to you?
For the ladies, it's when you wake up in the morning and you get up and you look at what you have in front of you for the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you looking at it through a telescope or a periscope?
Okay.
Right? Are you maximizing your vision? Because a person that, you know, is looking at things through a microscope, per se,
mm-hmm.
so small, instead of looking at it through a telescope, where
right.
you can see the whole range of the picture,
right.
you know, you might as well have these glasses on and be like Stevie Wonder if you can't really see what's going on.
Right.
And you got the universe in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling the ladies, you know, to maximize on everything you see today.
Okay.
When you go to work, when you're driving, when you're thinking about what your next move is, maximize. Gotcha. You
right.
know what I mean?
Maximize.
And I say it like that to make people think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to just say, hey, man, go outside and use your vision. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody might
it's think too surface about, level.
Right, right. I don't think reality pushes us enough. Everyday life don't push us enough to utilize the faculties that we have to make us great.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I realize that I have a platform and people listen to me.
Right.
And I think a lot of people misappropriate their access.
That is true. Very true.
So I like to use my platform to uplift.
That's good. A lot of positive, put more positive energy out in the world than it is negative, right?
Absolutely.
Because it's express. Easy. Because negativity attracts, for whatever reason, people are drawn to negativity very easily.
Yeah.
But when you get somebody that's putting out something positive, trying to inspire people, trying to uplift, that's always something that's more commendable.
Absolutely.
And I think that really that has more longevity.
Absolutely.
To it, yeah. So that's Absolutely. Good. That's good to hear. So you were saying your journey to becoming an actor.
Yeah. So somebody jumped in my DM, and it's crazy because, you know, I get so many what are those like robo IGs where it's not really a person.
Yeah.
So I get so many of those,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it be range of, can you write a song for me? Can you do a show here? Mm-hmm. And it don't even be a real person.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Or do you need promotion? I know everybody gets that. Do you need Instagram mm-hmm. promotion?
Right, exactly. Get the bots in there or somebody from some country or whatever like that Absolutely. Saying, hey, I get them now.
Absolutely.
It's funny because the entire studio, like, we specialize in podcast promotion and development and all this stuff,
yeah.
doing cuts and reels and shorts and all that kind of stuff, everything that's needed to be done.
Yeah.
And we get emails in there for our own show saying, hey, I saw your show and I think you'd be great. You'll benefit from some shorts or whatever like that. I'm yeah. like, really?
Yeah,
it's, like, it's hilarious, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
And, you know, and I understand, you know, it's an economic thing. You know what I mean? And Instagram and social media are big on the money scale right
mm-hmm.
now, right? So I get it. But a lot of times I'll see these links and I just erase it, delete it, or pass it up.
Okay.
Just because it's a link. I know it's, you know, it's a damn near Pornhub on there now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
Porn bots go crazy.
Yeah. So, I'll swipe off of there. But this one in particular, and it was crazy. She looked like Martha Stewart.
All righty.
She leaves this message and she goes, she sends me a link to my own video, right?
Okay.
And she's like, is this you? So I click on the video. I'm like, yeah, absolutely, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I know this guy, and he's filming a movie, and I think you should send him your song.
Mm.
So she sends me the link to his Instagram page, Sky Direct.
Okay.
Shout out to Sky Direct. Absolutely great director, great person, visionary, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant director.
That's what's up.
So I look on his page, and I see he's got this box, and it's like, I need a cop, I need a stripper, and I need a gang member, right?
Okay.
A gangster. And I'm looking, I'm like, okay. So I send my music video, and I don't get no response from him.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe like 2 months go by, I go to my mom's house for Thanksgiving, and she's been sending me these horoscopes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of them are like, invest in a camera.
Okay.
Somebody's going to offer you a job. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because she's sending them to me like every other day, and they're all saying like the same thing. Invest in a camera. Somebody's going to offer you a job. Think about it. And at this time, one of my friends is doing heading security for big, big events.
Okay.
Like Rihanna, Beyonce. Like,
nice.
And he's like, yeah, man, you want to do security for Rihanna? And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, you got to stand there for 18 hours. I'm like, no.
I don't care who you are. I don't want to be sitting.
No. I need somebody to stand for me for 18 hours right now. Nah, right? So respectfully, Riri, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But nah, you know, we chasing the same dreams. You know what I'm saying? So I pass up. I go to mom's house. And I get this phone call from Sky, and he's like, yo, man, I've been watching your Instagram, and I'm doing this movie, and I got this part. I feel like you'd be perfect to play, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm listening. He's like, I want you to play this Crip named Big Bird.
Okay.
So when he says this, I start laughing. I'm just really laughing. He's like, what's funny? Like, you know, he just offered me a job, and I'm laughing at him, right? And he's like, what's funny? I'm like, well, I'm from San Diego, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really a Crip.
Mm-hmm.
And my family's name is Bird, if that makes sense, right? So my older brother is OG Bird. So I would probably be like Tiny Bird or something
that,
right? So I like, yeah, I was born to do this, bro. I got you. Right?
Okay.
So he sends me some lines. I read the lines. He calls me back and he says he wants me to read for another role, a paying role, a lead role, or like a supporting role, right? Okay. So I read for that, and he's like, "Nah, I want you to play this line, this guy right here,
mm-hmm.
right, Big Bird. That's you." I'm like, "Okay, cool."
Right.
So, me and my boy Joe Black from High End Radio, we go to L.A. Go holler at Kabi Supreme from All Money In. That's mm-hmm. our folks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they was opening up the All Money Kids store.
Okay.
So we go out there, buy some stuff, and they were gonna do a video, like a Rest in Peace Nip video.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, "Man, y'all should come up. You know, we was vibing. Y'all should come up, come be in the video." I'm like, "What? I'm not finna miss that for nothing, right?" And the day that he wants to come was the same day that they were shooting.
Oh, okay.
But I'm watching on Instagram and I'm seeing them shoot already. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, "Oh, they ain't serious. Like, they don't really want me in this. I ain't never been in a real movie before."
Okay.
Right?
Gotcha.
So I'm like, "They're not serious. They're shooting already and they're filming. Ain't nobody called me. Okay. I don't know that they're not gonna call me till it's
time for you.
For me to shoot, right?"
Yeah.
So I'm like, "Yeah, I'm going to this All Money In video," right? And I get on the freeway, and I'm on that stretch right there where I'm finna go to L.A. And something in my mind tells me now go to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So I drive to Vegas. I get to Vegas. I get out there, and it's a real movie. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Cranes and lights and cameras, action. It's a real movie. So when I get there, bro's like, "Big Bird, you're up next," right?
Yeah.
As soon as I get there. And it's crazy because I had just gotten a car accident. Like, so it was like January 1st, January 2nd, I get into a car accident.
Okay.
So I pull up, my Benz truck got the smack in it. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, bro, right? So, and as soon as I get out the car, they're like, "Big Bird, you're up." So now everybody's looking at me, my Benz with the smack on it. I'm like, "Oh, this is crazy." So I go in my car and I say, "You got the lines that you want me to read to the assistant director."
Mm.
And she's like, "Yeah, I sent them to you." I said, nah, these aren't for Big Bird. These are the other lines that he wanted me for the other character.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she's like, what you mean? I said, I'm doing Big Bird, right? She's like, yeah. I was like, I've never seen those lines before in my life. And they're like, what? I'm like, man, I've never seen those lines. They're like, no, we sent them to you. I'm like, no, you didn't. You sent me, the short, like the lines, that like for a pair, like a paragraph.
Okay.
Just to read for the tryout. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The audition.
Right.
I don't got no lines. So now everybody's panicking. Yeah. And I'm like, wait, do you have my lines? And the assistant director listens. She's like, yeah, I got them. I'm like, just text them to me.
Mm-hmm.
And give me, I got 10 minutes. She's like, yeah. I'm like, give me 10 minutes. So she texts me the lines. I go put on some Levi's. I go on my truck, I put on some Levi's, some white Pumas,
mm-hmm.
and a blue and white Pendleton.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, I'm missing something. And I had a blue rag in my trunk. So I go grab a blue rag and smooth it out. This is in my trunk, smooth it out, and wrap it on my head sideways. Boom. I hop back in the car and I'm reading the lines. I'm looking at the lines. And it's so many lines, bro. I'm like, because at first I was confident, like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to knock this out in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the lines, and it is so many lines,
it's
right?
It's a lot bigger, a lot more than you thought it was going to be on.
And I'm like, never. I'm never, never, right? So I start my car.
Oh. He was like, I'm out of here. I can't do this.
Whoa,
it's bigger than what you expect. I feel it. I get it.
This
I get it.
It's bigger than me right now. You feel me? So
like,
I start my car. And I put the car in reverse.
They're like, no.
I don't even think they filming. They ain't even really paying no attention. I'm out of here right now, right?
Gosh.
So I look up in the rearview mirror, bro, about to back out. And I catch a view of myself in the rearview mirror. And I'm like, so fine, you coward. You talk all that big rah-rah like you this and you that.
Mm-hmm.
And you about to run right now? And I not too long ago, my son's about to be four, but I, mm-hmm. at the time, you know what I mean? I had just had a son. He was,
oh man.
And I'm like, this it for him right now. Shoot, this man. Gonna start it. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you finna run right now. I'm talking to myself in the rear view mirror.
Oh man. I'm gonna tell you, man, kids make you do it.
So, you know, I hopped out the car, actor, bro. And just honest to God, I fell in love with the craft.
Mm-hmm.
Like immediately when I got to just, the lines, it was like I read the lines paragraph at a time.
That's the best way to do it.
Right. And I looked at them and I read them again and I was there. I knew them already because I rap. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
So I was like, oh, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought about it like that. And you know, just paragraph at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walked over and I watched what they was doing. And I was like, oh, man, this is what? I can do this. I can do this. So fine, you could do this. And you know what? Nominated for 7 awards.
Nice.
We won 3.
Awesome, man.
It went straight to AMC theaters.
That's awesome.
Nationwide. And again, just, you know, a shout out to Brian and Sky. Those two dudes, two black gentlemen, had a dream, had a vision,
mm-hmm.
and they followed their vision through to the finish line.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? It's, mm-hmm. it's an independently funded film.
That's great. That's great.
Without the backing of a Paramount or a
right,
Sony.
Right, exactly. A big corporation.
Yeah. And we went
like
right
that.
to the big boys.
Nice.
So, you know, I'm proud of all of us, the whole team, the whole Run Nixon cast. And, you know, we couldn't do it without each other and just caring and showing up every day.
I got you, man. That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm looking forward to being able to check the entire thing out. Now, you had mentioned to me earlier that on top of being an actor, so that was your first acting gig.
Absolutely.
That first one. And that's great. Winning awards on your first try and everything. And, you know, you have to overcome so much just to even, you know, accept those new challenges. Like you said, man, you're sitting there and you're looking at this mountain that's in front of you, trying to figure out whether or not you have what it takes to make it through. But then you have a real moment with yourself. And what is like, you got to start with the man in the mirror. You got to look and see, okay, I done talked all this stuff. I done tried to inspire all these people. But there's a certain point in your life where you have to practice what you preach, right? You got to, you have to apply it to your own life. And
absolutely.
Like you said, kids will make you do it because I'm like, especially as a father, it's like, so I have a about to be 4-year-old daughter and a baby boy on the way, right? And you look at a lot of the decisions that you make in your life, moves that you take, they are going to be inspired by your children, the legacy that you want to leave for them, the way that you know, it's like, I can't tell them, hey, you can make it, you can do it, and all this kind of stuff. And they watch, they, and like, I have a history of quitting and failing and giving up. It's like, okay, it's one thing to fail at something. At least you may have tried it. You may not have been successful. Like, sometimes it's not even really failure. It's just learning from different experiences. But it's another thing to kind of look at it and just say, no, I'm not even going to try to do that. And that's where the, you know, that's where the biggest battles are fought.
Absolutely.
And it's like, so it's inspiring that you're able to kind of look at that and accomplish that. And then now you get to look back and you get to see, hey, I was feeling this type of way about this. I wasn't even sure of myself whether or not I was going to be able to accomplish that. And now you look, you're like, man, and now I know you walk away with more confidence now than you were able to do when you first even took on the challenge. So I got to commend you for that. That's great, man.
I appreciate you. And, I mean, and it's so crazy because, you know, this is for anybody that's faced adversity in the worst way and been through the worst that life could throw at you. And get knocked down and stand back up and say, you knocked me down, but I didn't stay down. I got back up. When you go through stuff in life and you have dreams and aspirations and goals, those things are going to be tested to see if you really, really want those things. Like, you know, yeah, these are elite positions mm-hmm. that we are after.
Yeah.
And those things are not given. Those things are earned, elite mm-hmm. positioning.
Yeah.
So that's not overnight. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you see on TV, it's not overnight. Every time somebody wakes up and turns on a camera, turns on a keyboard, turns on an iPhone and starts to use it for business and with the intent on following through with something. That's what makes the world run right there. So we're pieces of a bigger situation and we have to wake up one day and realize that, you know, is this it for me, or am I going to maximize on myself and my life and my knowledge and my ability,
mm-hmm.
right? And, you know, at the end of the day, it's just that, bro.
Yeah.
It's the fact that it's like I challenged myself to a fade. Like, I told myself I was going to do something.
Right.
And you got to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You have no choice. You have
exactly.
to do it now.
Exactly.
How are you going to look at yourself in the mirror?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%. So tell me a little bit about the one of your, I guess, accolades was becoming an author. So tell me, how did that work out for you? How did you get to that point? Tell me a little bit about that book.
That was actually dope. So I was about to get married. If you know me, anybody knows me, that was like the last thing ever on the face of the planet that was ever going to happen. Right.
Okay.
And, you know, I met a girl at a time where I think we were commiserating over something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we fell in love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was the first time that I was actually in love. Maybe I thought I was in love before, but I really wasn't.
I got you.
And, you know, she drugged me, bro.
Okay, I got you.
Straight out.
You
know, she drugged me. And it was to the point where I found myself in jail, you know, trying to defend this woman that was out here just kicking up all kind of dirt and starting fires everywhere.
Gotcha.
And, when I wound up paying the price for it, you know, there was no visits. There was no, you're not picking up the phone. There's
right.
no,
okay.
you know. So long story short is, before that happened, in the process of that, I was conflicted because she was on me about my music. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? She in the studio, you leaving, you this and you that. You know, when you come home, you still doing music. You know, I'm going to leave. I'm not going to be with you no more.
Okay.
And I'm like, wow, that's epic.
Mm-hmm.
So now I get to thinking about how many of my friends, you know, wives was like, you're grown. You're not going to keep doing new. You're not doing this no more. You're
right.
And then I had to think, are they me?
Mm-hmm.
are they on my path? Are we the same type of people? Are we the same type of individual? Mm-hmm. Are they really going to press for their goals like I'm going to press for my goals, right?
Gotcha.
And I started thinking, what if there was no more music? What would I do?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's next? Mm-hmm. After music, mm-hmm. What's next? And I had a dream one time. One of my homeboys, Daryl Silver Hughes, shout out to my boy Sil. He's an actor. He's in a bunch of movies. He just played Lawrence Fishburne's body double in John Wick 4.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Big stuff. And after he had did his second movie, I had a dream just about like him being a detective and solving this crime. And I woke up and wrote it down. Mm-hmm. So I go to court. And, you know, I'm not on probation, parole, nothing. And they walk up to me and hand me this white piece of paper. And it's like, you know, Robert West, 3-strike, 3rd strike, revoke, this, that. I'm like, 3rd strike, revoke? Mm. What are y'all talking about? Right. I don't have no strike. Like, what are you, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at my name on this paper and passed out in the courthouse. Boop, passed out. So I come to. Thinking it was a dream. Look, I see the paper right there. Mm-hmm. And my lawyer just standing over me like, yeah, so when we're going to court, you know, you're going to have to surrender anything in your pockets. And I'm a what? What do you mean I'm going to jail right now when I go in here?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, okay. So he walks off and it just, everything I love, my mind was like, get out of here. I've never ran from nothing in my life. Gotcha. I swear, bro. That's why when I got to the movie situation, I couldn't do it. I've never ran from nothing.
Right.
But that day, it was just something in my head was like, leave. Mm-hmm. Leave here now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it was a struggle, bro. I was having like a panic attack. It was crazy, bro. It was crazy.
That's true.
Sweating profusely. It was crazy. I knew it was real, and I wound up, you know, getting up out of there, and nothing was happening in my music career at all. It was just like at a standstill at the time. Wasn't no shows popping. Wasn't no nothing going on.
Gotcha.
And the day after court, I wake up in the morning, and my homeboy Gonzo, rest in peace, calls me. He's like, "So find me, man, Paramount. We finna record for the All Eyes on Me soundtrack." I'm like, "What?" Next morning, you know what I mean? As soon as I wake up. I'm like, oh, snap. So I go to L.A., we go to the studio. You know, we in the studio with heavyweights in there. You know what I'm saying? L.T. Hudden and me, Gonzo, and you know, the Regine. It was deep. We as Khalifa's producers.
Gotcha.
I was like, wow. I'm going to be eating hot trays right now. So we do that. We come up with a great record that's on Apple iTunes right now.
Nice.
Called, you know, All Eyes on Me. Me, Gonzo, and Fats. The next day after that, my boy Tash from the Alcoholics, legendary group Alcoholics, the Licks, calls me and is like, you know, show up to Blow Up, cuzzy, we going on tour. And I'm like, what? Like, yeah, we're going on tour. Like, we're going on tour. He's like, yeah, we're going to New York. We playing at BB King's. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, we're out of here, right?
Right.
So I had a little bit of bread I was going to fix my car up with, and I'm just like, shit, we going on tour. I'm on the run. We on tour, right? So last day of tour, we wind up. They gave us some money. Well, not the tour situation. I was doing something else, and somebody gave me some money to go perform. So I'm going back to Las Vegas. And me, Tash, and a couple of our friends, we go pull up on Devin the Dude. Mm-hmm. We hang out with Devin the Dude for a minute.
Okay.
And they drop me off at my house. So I go to sleep, and I wake up, and Tash's manager calls me. He's like, yo, bro, I want you to roll with me. And I'm like, okay, cool. So he comes and picks me up. I don't even know. The police is sitting outside my house watching all of this.
Wow.
Right? So he comes and picks me up. He takes me. And we go to this guy, me, Raz Kaz, legend. Shout out to Raz Kaz and Tash and DeMont. We go to this dude named Rob. I can't remember his name, but he got this studio out there in Las Vegas called Backwoods Studios.
Okay.
Blackwoods Studios, right?
Okay.
And on the way there, he's like, yeah, you know, bro smokes weed. It's cool. Da, 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 da. He's 420 friendly or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, stop at 7-Eleven. So he stops at 7-Eleven. I grab, everybody knows me. I'm a candy fanatic. So I love Red Vines.
Okay.
So I grab 2 packs of Red Vines and some Swishers. So we get there, knock on the door. And when they open up the door, this lady like grabs me like, oh my God, you know, how'd you know Rob loves Red Vines?
Right? This ain't Red Vine.
Everybody's looking, right? And you're like, Rob loves Red Vines. He's like, yeah, right? So everybody starts laughing but her. Yeah. She don't get it, right? And they're like, his name's Rob, too. And, mm-hmm. you know, he loves Red Vines. She's like, oh, are you serious? Look. So she drags me through this facility. And it's nice like this, bro. Like, y'all have a very, very nice facility, mm-hmm. for sure. Icon, A1.
Thank you, man.
So when I'm going through there, I see all these cabinets. And they got these camera cases, they're all labeled.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I look up and it's a sign says Canon authorized dealer or whatever. Okay. So they got the 360 camera when it first came out. They got all that, right?
Okay.
And she opens up this cabinet and it's like five big old buckets of Red Vines. The big what? Ones. Yeah. She was like, Rob loves Red Vines and I just went and got some. And oh my God, you guys are going to get along. So now she drags me upstairs. Mm-hmm. And there's cartoonists doing stuff and, okay. you know, computers going. And I'm like, oh, this is epic, right? So we get upstairs, we get to his office. We're sitting there, they play some music videos. He looks at those, and I'm just rolling weed, eating Red Vine. Mm-hmm. And the whole time, he's looking at me. He's watching the TV, but he's looking at me, right? Yeah. So when the video goes off, he's like, what do you do, right? So Taz, you know, Taz, that's my boy. He's like, oh, this is the man, the myth, the legend, da 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 da, all this shit, right?
So it's bigging you up and yeah. everything, I feel it.
And he's like, let me hear something. So I got this record. Hanging out in Cali. I smell the weed in the air, right? Mm-hmm. She turns to me and said, take this. This could be heaven or this could be hell. He like, oh, man, that's dope. I'll shoot that. And now we get to talking about shooting this video. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, to be honest with you, you know, I got some legal issues right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm about my business. I would never go into business with somebody knowing I couldn't uphold right. my end, right? And I'm like, but I wrote something, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking about, I want to shoot a movie. Mm-hmm. And let me read it to you. So now I got these dudes in the room, and I start reading. And I think I read for about 15, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And everybody's quiet and looking at me. And when I get done reading, everybody just got this, like, this look on their face.
Yeah.
And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, was it trash? Or like, you know, mm-hmm. what's going on? And yeah. he was like, bro, that was epic. So this dude, by the way, his name is Rob. He did the Bruno Mars 24K video.
Oh, nice.
Edited, did yeah. all the everything. He did that's What I Like video. Mm-hmm. You know, the one where he's just dancing?
Yeah.
He did all the editing,
animations and all that kind of stuff that go along with that. That's cool.
So he's like, that's one of the most epic stories I ever heard. Mm-hmm. He said, do yourself a favor. That's where I got the word maximize from, I swear. He said, do yourself a favor. He said, you say you're going to jail? I said, yeah. He said, maximize on your product. Mm-hmm. He said, when you get locked up, write a book, bro, and then mm-hmm. come home and shoot it. And I don't know if he knows, but he planted this seed, homie. And okay. as soon as I got there, I started writing on everything, you know, mm-hmm. napkins and inmate request forms and blank paper.
I got you.
You know, I wrote an outline. And I got carried away and, you know, I'm locked up. Mm-hmm. So I sat for a year, bro, and I just watched Criminal Minds and mm-hmm. CSI Miami and
okay.
Cops, and because I wanted right. to get the jargon. I wanted to get the, okay. the police jargon on the radio, the, gotcha. The ambulances. I wanted to get the real talk, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because that's, you know, the other side I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Gotcha.
And that's easy to do that.
Right.
But for me, I felt like, okay, well, utilize my time. I'm going to be here. Don't just be sitting here and doing push-ups and trying to write right. raps. That's not it. So I wrote this book, and they passed this law saying that if you took classes and graduated these classes, they would give you credits and they would mm-hmm. take a certain amount of time off your...
Okay, gotcha.
Off your sentence.
Yeah, that's good.
So, I started writing and taking these classes, bro, and I wound up taking like a year and a half off my sentence.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and nice. I came home like a week before Christmas.
Okay.
And I went and found, bro, right, Rob.
Nice.
I went and found him. I was excited, like, hey, man, I did what you told me, and I wrote this book, and
yeah.
and I turned it into a miniseries, and I'm ready, thinking, I got my cousin with me that do TV in mm-hmm. Las Vegas. You know, he do the BET after parties and the sets. He designs all the sets. And I'm thinking, you know, he's going to be like, okay, you know, let's put together a plan. And you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, what's your budget? And I understand the business and all
yeah.
that. But it was like, it was too real for me right there.
Right.
Because he was so into it, into me, into what I was doing, into the creativity for me to come make it through all that I made it through and then do what he inspired me to do, for him to just be so cold, like, okay, well, where's your budget?
Yeah.
Right.
Energy changed on you 100%.
Yeah. And he was like, you know, go get a budget and come back. And I walked out of the studio. I had my cousin Deshaun with me walking to the car. I said, D. He said, what's up? I said, next time old boy see me, I'm going to be the op.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what you mean? I said, next time you see me, I'm going to be the op, bro. And that was 2 weeks out. And again, I'm going to say this again. I'm an IMDb certified, 7-time nominated, 3-time award winning actor.
Nice. Hey.
With an AMC movie credit. And I'm working on a documentary that, you know, that's super, super big right now.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You did that. Man, kudos to you, man. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I love it. I love that story. I'm going to tell you, you got some storytelling talent. For real. I got to be honest. Like, when I asked you the question about your journey to becoming an author and that what inspired you to write that book, I didn't expect to go on a journey with you with that. But I was like, where is he going with this? And then I was like, dang, that's what's up. Yeah. But I was shocked. I'm pleasantly surprised to do that. What was the name of the book?
The book's called Money, Power, and Muscle.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Is it available still?
Actually, the crazy part is the book is coming out right now. I just finished getting everything edited.
Okay.
I wanted to redo my cover.
Gotcha.
I've been dealing with Freeway Ricky Ross.
Okay.
Since he's been home.
And,
he just opened up a dispensary out there. Y'all go check out Freeway Ricks, man. Sun City, Sunland. It's dope. Me and him been talking and we working on something right now.
Okay.
And I don't want to move prematurely. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
That's cool, man. That's cool. So for your music, so you got the acting out there, you done written a book and everything. Mm-hmm. You're operating in various fields of creativity and it's awesome. That's one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to create this platform for creatives, was because there are so many people that operate in so many vastly different but also like connected fields of creativity, whether you be an author or a writer, a singer, or just a songwriter, or just you have a story you want to tell. Everybody has a story that inspires so many other people, and it's great. So I want to know, you're going into your music, what kind of, like, tell me what separates you from any other rapper or musician or anything like that. You've had some triumphs, obviously been able to do some things in the cinematic sphere, doing work on movies and all that kind of stuff. But what would you say, because there's 1,000 rappers that come out there and say, absolutely, oh yeah, man, I'm the next hot big thing. It's like, all right, cool. We heard that story 1,000 times. So tell me what separates you.
Check this out. You know, if you've been walking in the desert, you know, for 5 days and you walk up and you say, man, so fine, I'm thirsty. And I say, man, you know, I got this hot water. You either going to drink it or you're going to die of thirst.
Mm-hmm.
Just say you've been walking in the desert for the same 5 days. You say, man, so fine, I'm thirsty, man. Hey, you got something to drink? And I say, yeah, man, I got Kool-Aid. I got water. I got orange juice. I got Gatorade. But now you have a variety. You don't have to drink the water.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I look at myself as that variety.
Okay.
When you listen to the radio and you listen to the music and the content of the music and the sound of the music, it all sounds the same.
Yeah.
There's no identity in music. There's no creativity in music. There's no love left in music.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to my catalog of music, I carefully select songs that I put out so that it's a diverse array of music. I don't want to put out 3 songs that's, everybody knows that, you know, I grew up in Southeast and, you know, blase. So everything ain't got to be Low Riders.
Gotcha.
Everybody knows Girls Love Me. Every song ain't got to be Twerk This, Bounce This, Pop That. I love Earth and I love people and I love God and I love, you know, I mean, fast cars and I love the ocean. I love traveling.
Okay.
Right. So I'm going to use my vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use my education. I'm going to use the street education. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use the scholastic. I'm going to use the jailhouse education.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to educate my people through my music.
I got you. You let all those things that you're passionate about, that you love, inspire your music.
Absolutely.
That's what's up. That's what you got to do.
So when you hear my music, the thing that's gonna always set me aside is I create a record. I don't make a song.
Okay.
I make records.
Gotcha. Awesome. Well, with that being said, I am looking forward to this next piece where we're gonna actually give you the opportunity to share some of your music with us.
Man, let's do it.
So y'all stay put right there. We're gonna have So Fine perform. What's the name of this song?
It's called Movie Star, man. It's on the title of the Ron Nixon movie, man. Movie Star by So Fine.
Oh yeah, let's check it out.
Yeah, this your boy So Fine West Coast on IG, and this is an Icon Industries exclusive.
Yo, be ready, make some clappers.
Fly shit, dumping ashes out of E-classes. Hard to see these haters through these Saatchi glasses. Rose gold tinted, all white linen. Yeah, see I've been him since the beginning. I keep the world spinning. Out to check a bag so I can clown. Stick my finger in the ground, turn the whole world round. Make an ounce look like a pound. I'm sideways through your town. V12 supercharged with plenty sky. It's the nature of the business, pimping. Stay down at all costs. I just be the life sentence, so I'ma show 'em what my time costs. Retractable roofing, bulbs on the coupon. It's oh so exclusive, got these doors bulletproof. And his game is ruthless and it's fragile like a toothpick. Y'all cats out here smoking, and my young cats poof. Truth, a murk to be the code. I swear to do a million years on level 4. That's why I'd rather be a movie star. Yeah. Drive a big old expensive car. Rose was raping, hey. I wanna be in fashion shows, so fly that I can fly away. Lord knows, I wanna rock the flyest clothes. Girl, I wanna rock the flyest clothes. One thing I know, one thing for sure. It's like it's hard, y'all, yeah. Like it's hard, y'all. That's why I'd rather be a movie star. Yeah. I think I wanna be a movie star. That's why I wanna be a movie star. Yeah.
Shout out to my boy Sky Direct and the whole Ruck Nixon cast. My boy Finesse, I see you out there, man, with that finesse and stuff. It's lit. Check me out. Look.
This here's for the love of the cash. I keep a goon or two around that'll revoke your past. Is it really real? A propaganda so Charlie Mack. Double up your product, all your extras, I can bring it back. Stop, pause, and pose for the camera. Bang it to some Santana with bandanas. Tie the knots around my Lexanis. 600 AMG. Oh yeah, that's the big body. I turned dirt into some fruits. Went from khaki to suits to blowing Doja out the roof of this AMG coupe. I came a long way from nothing as an innocent child. I sold my foursome and put some diamonds in my smile. This to tell how a cat went from rags to riches. I went from having no doors to the baddest. But that's the story of my life that crucified Jesus Christ. I'm just happy that I walked away with six instead of life. Cause who am I besides another ghetto scripture? Yeah, ask about me, boy, they say my life's a motion picture. What makes you stronger can't hurt you. My big homie So Fine told me patience is a virtue. Grind, boy, grind. If the sun turned purple, I say shine, boy, shine. You see me? I'm a little more flashier. So chances are, I'ma have to blast me, have to mash me. I'm lit like porch lights. Finesse the track every time I ride. Yeah.
Dead, man.
Nah, he ain't dead, dude.
So what the hell we gonna do with him now?
We gonna kill him.
Nixon, you know your mama owes me a lot of money, right?
Hey, nigga, you lay a hand on my son on God.
You got 4 hours
to find my money.
You gonna get your money, dog. Dre, if we don't come up with this money, Mason's gonna die.
Where am I?
I'm gonna kill you.
Please, Shorty! Help!
Help! And that ain't got nothing to do with me, bro. I'm just trying to get my son.
I'm not sure where the fuck my money is.
He's running!
You're out your fucking mind.
Well, shit, fuck it, Dre. Pull that trigger, nigga. I'm ready to go to hell. I got niggas down there that owe me money anyway. Come on, let's go. Pull it. Pull it.
Man, man, man. That was awesome. So you say you wrote that song, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, okay, sir. Got you. What inspired you? What was the story behind that song? Obviously, to go along with the movie, but what inspired you when you were going about that writing?
It was just a moment of euphoria, bro. Like, I can't believe I'm in a movie, like a real movie.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I was just literally thinking about all the times I never had nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's just like, dang, bro, like, now you don't. It was more along the lines of saying to myself, you know, congratulations.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
Respect, man. Yeah. That's awesome. So that, can we listen to that track anywhere?
Absolutely.
Where is it available?
Everywhere music is downloaded, Apple, iTunes, okay. TuneCore. Type in So Fine, spell it with a P, SOPHYNE. Mm-hmm. So Fine. You want to check me out on IG, So Fine West Coast on Instagram. And, you know, it's the only thing that matters, man, because, you know, right about now, you can just Google my name and just go pop up, man.
That's awesome, man. I love it. So this movie and being a part of this project has had to be, you know, be a life-changing experience. What can you tell me of how, like, what's that next big move for you? What's kind of change? What's your next trajectory? Okay, tell me. What you got going on next?
Well, right now, you know, as far as music goes, I'm working on a record with Battle Loc. That's one of my homies from my neighborhood that I grew up in. He's got a big record with Snoop Dogg right now.
Okay.
Another big record called Homies Gonna Love This. That's mm-hmm. blowing up everywhere. Me and him about to do some work. And I got a record with Mitchie Slick that's about to drop. Y'all gonna love that. We got, you know, shows coming up and all that. We got the Movie Star Tour.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a date in Florida. February is going to kick it off. Then we're going to be back here in California in February. And then we're going to be bouncing back across the coast like that.
Gotcha.
Movie-wise, you know, I got my own project, Money, Power, Muscle, Volume 1.
Okay.
The Infrastructure. That's big. I'm dropping my book. I got an audio book. That's going to blow everybody away, bro. When you hear this audio book.
I'm looking forward to it. You're going to have to come back on the show and share it with them.
Man, look, matter of fact, what I'll do is when I come back, we can have a contest. And I got a Letterman jacket.
Okay.
I'm creating with a QR code that's going to have episode 1 on it.
Okay.
And when you buy the jacket, of course, you're going to download it. So we're going to give you a jacket
and
give it away to one of your viewers, and they're going to have episode 1 on
it. That's what's up, man. Love it.
But I'm, you know, one of the biggest things, I'm working on a documentary right now.
Okay.
It's called Kunta.
Oh, okay.
Surviving in Angola. I got a gentleman again that reached out to me through social media, man. Social media is
he connects people, man. Yeah. I love it.
So, you know, he's been watching my whole little movement from the time I've been home, building my social media and all that.
Okay.
He's a gentleman from New Orleans, who was incarcerated for 28 years, accused of committing the most heinous crime. And him and his two friends, 15, 16, and 17.
Okay.
And come to find out at the end of the day, it was one of the police officers in a city that was, you know, setting up drug dealers and robbing drug dealers and setting people up to get harmed. And it was just ridiculous. And they did 28 years.
Wow.
And they just got released. And, you know, they got civil suits. They got Ben Crump as their lawyer.
Okay.
And the thing that's ironic about this is if you've been following Ben Crump's career, Ben Crump just recently found a gun in the Tupac case.
Okay.
So these gentlemen, they basically have, you know, the Rampart. They got arrested. The police district was called the Rampart District.
Okay.
The place that they got locked up at, Rampart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that. in New Orleans. It's the same thing. It's in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? So it's a heavy case, and it's a lot of people that are excited, but I think a lot of people don't understand the danger.
Right.
You know, you're dealing with a whole crooked system, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, we just got to be careful, but it's an iconic move. And I feel honored that, you know, he trusts me with his life story.
That's great.
Tell his life story. And I'm working with Ray Love, which is, you know, involved with the whole Tupac estate.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Love was the last person held Afeni Shakur before she passed.
Gotcha.
And he was also affiliated with the Dear Mama series on FX and all that. So he's helping Cletus Mack from Digital Underground.
Okay.
It's big, bro. It's big.
Yeah. Man, you got a lot of projects in the work, man.
Yeah, working.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about the movie Run Nixon. Tell me, give me the story behind that.
Run Nixon. Run Nixon is, for all intents and purposes, a family movie.
That's not what I expected you to say, to be honest. nowhere in this that thing. Hell yeah, this is great family movie. Please elaborate if you can.
You know, it derives from, you know, the urban family perspective, but it's just set up towards, geared towards any kind of person could see it and relate to it. You got a father that, you know, used to be heavily influenced in the street, which is Lil Fizz from Love and Hip Hop, the super group B2K.
Okay.
Amazing actor.
Okay.
Nice. I watched this man on set cry and it cut and dried it up in his action and started crying again. I was like, that's it. Whoa.
Oh, you're like, man, that's a superpower.
Yeah, Lil Fizz is a monster. But Lil Fizz, he plays Dre. Mookie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so fine, I play Big Bird.
Okay.
And CC is Stacy, which is Lil Fizz's wife.
Okay.
They have a child together.
Mm-hmm.
We used to all hang out, me, Fizz, and CC. Fizz and CC had a baby. Fizz became, you know, grown man, got in his grown man, and he just gave up the street life.
Gotcha.
I've been kind of pressuring him to get back in the street life, and he's like, nah.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this child, Nixon, played by Emperor. Man, little Emperor, first and foremost, when y'all see this movie, this little kid, Emperor's like 11.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time we were on the set, this little kid was reading Clancy books, right? He is the smartest, most adorable little kid, most respectful.
Clancy book, man.
Clancy
book, that's
intelligent.
Crazy.
Yeah, that little dude is solid. He's going somewhere in his life.
That's cool.
It was an honor to work with him. He has a heart condition in the movie.
Okay.
And, you know, they need a certain amount of money
mm-hmm.
to fix his heart. Pretty much one day, I see Dre walking in my neighborhood when I'm with my homies. And I pull him over to talk to him, try to get him back in the lifestyle. You know, he dodges it and his son falls out. So I run with him to his son, like, you know, what's going on? And he explains to me that his son got this sickness and he needs a surgery and this, that, and the third. So I take him to my spot so he could get better. And the son goes to the bathroom and sees my safe. And he decides that he's going to come back later on and steal my money. You know, he's been to the hospital. He understands that it's going to cost this much. But he was playing like he was asleep. So his parents are arguing. His you know, his mom don't think that his dad got the gumption to get up and go get it. The guts to go get it.
Okay.
And she feel like, how are we going to get it? Our son going to die.
Mm-hmm.
So in the same respect, she goes to her job and steals money from her job, which is... happens to be my boss, or not my boss, but somebody I work with. So now you got my business partner looking for the mom, and I'm looking for the kid, and we find Lil Fizz first, and I'm just gonna leave it at
that. That's intense, man. That's intense. I get why you say it's a family movie.
Yeah, it's
because
very
you
emotional.
It's the family element of wanting to support family, and you know, being faced with a sick kid. That's a rough thing to deal with, especially with, like, I say our healthcare system is not the best. Like we got some messed up stuff goes on there, and it's like, man, an unfortunate situation like that can have anybody put a lot of people in a compromising position. So you never know what you're gonna do. Some people will always say, "I would never do that. I would never do this." You have all these standards until you're faced with this situation.
Yeah. And full surgeries like that, you know, insurance don't cover surgeries like that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Forced with it.
Exactly.
And the crazy thing, I'm sorry, brother. I just want to say this. The crazy thing is the way that Stacey treats Dre. That pressure right there. I think that's the thing that adds to the real life element, because she's really on his head.
Right.
You ain't gonna do nothing. Our son gonna die.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So what are you to do?
Exactly. He's like, I don't want to go back into this life, but. And it's like, you got pressure on all ends, and you're faced with the challenge and everything. How old is the son supposed to be in this movie?
I want to say Nixon plays like 9.
9? Yeah. And he trying to get the money?
Man, Nixon got the money. He didn't try. Nixon went and got the money. Woo! Yeah, he came back with the bag. That's what he did.
9 years old out here.
Man, Nixon is
amazing. Oh, man, that's awesome. Well, okay, and so you had told me earlier that the theatrical run right now is done, but it's going to be releasing on streaming services shortly. Well, man, I'm looking forward to checking it out. I tried to get into the theater, but I couldn't make it in there fast enough. So I'm like, man. That's going to be one to watch, man. That's one to watch.
Absolutely. We sold out in the
theaters. Y'all look like y'all was having a ball at those events, man. I saw your dad out there in the suit, the hat, and everything. Cane and all. No, you had the cane.
No, that was my dad.
That was your dad at the cane? Okay. I was like, he's out there. And of course, I know DL Booker Enterprise is going to do it for you. You come out there, you say, oh, you got an event? He's going to do it all the way through. Absolutely. Shout out to DL Booker Enterprise. That's my uncle's shop right there. Hit fix them all up, and I'm glad. Alrighty, man. Well, thank you. I appreciate you joining me today, man. Did you have anything else you want to share with the people before we take off?
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to, you know, reiterate what my brother said. If y'all are looking for any kind of evening wear, you go on a special occasion, you just want to get spiffy for your wife or for your husband, DL Booker, man, listen to me. San Diego's finest, most elite, classiest men's wear. That's where you want to go.
Love it. Yep.
You know, and that's it. We gonna sold it up with that. You know, So Fine West Coast on Instagram.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you. Thank you for joining me.
Appreciate it.
Remember, you guys, follow all of Icon Presents socials. Check out iconpresents.com, where you'll find exclusive links to all of So Fine's content and everything that we have to offer you. Thank you guys so much for joining us on another episode of Icon Presents. Y'all take care.